Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. 20th century American chamber music will be our area of exploration on this program. We'll begin with a piece for string quartet and piano by Catherine Hoover, who was born in 1938 in Elkins, West Virginia. She studied flute and music theory at the Eastman School of Music, then flute with William Kincaid and music theory at the Manhattan School of Music. She's a New Yorker and has received numerous awards and commissions. She's also active as a conductor. Miss Hoover's Quintet da Pacem was commissioned by the New Jersey Chamber Music Society and premiered at Alice Tully Hall, Lincoln Center, in 1989. Concerning her Quintet da Pacem, the composer has written, "Sometime in the 1960s, I came across a simple, lovely canon by Christoph Demantius, who lived from 1567 to 1643, with a text beginning, 'Da pacem domine in diebus nostris,' give us peace, Lord, in our time." Both the music and the sentiment continued to haunt me, for I would occasionally use the piece in sight singing classes where it would be sung by vigorous young men the same age as thousands who had been drafted to suffer and die in Vietnam and elsewhere. At some point, I began to think about structuring a large work around this canon, one whose parts would all be related in various ways. This is the piece that developed from that idea. Hoover's use of the Da Pacem canon has historical resonance. The canon by Demantius is based on a chant on this text from Gregorian liturgy. Josquin des Prez wrote a mass on that melody, and there are numerous other examples of its use in both the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. Toward the end of the quintet, Hoover sets the canon melody in the styles of successive periods of music, thereby reflecting man's long search for peace. I think this is just a wonderful, fascinating idea. As we listen to this beautiful and interesting work, we will hear the actual canon at the very end of the piece, following a large section of quite violent material. Before that, perhaps you'll notice that the pastoral mood of the second movement's opening incorporates the sound of a mourning dove in the viola part. Now we hear Da Pacem for piano and string quartet, performed by the Montclair String Quartet with Leslie Petty's piano.